Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. It's time to talk golf. That's our job, and we do it every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello to all, and welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell. The Duke, Robert DeCose, is our producer and master control. Thank you so much for listening and for being the most important part of Tee to Green. We couldn't do this without you. On the show today, Debbie and I will be joined by two amazing women of golf, and they have two remarkable stories to tell. Up first, Megan Francella will be here. If that name sounds familiar, well, it should. Megan spent about eight seasons on the LPGA Tour. She won over $1 million before stepping away from the Ladies Tour in 2013. She's still very active as a teacher and a coach, and she is also one of the many ladies in golf whose life has been impacted by breast cancer, and Megan Francella will be on the show with us today. Then later in the hour, the director of programming for Invited in Dallas, Jennifer Birmingham, will be here. She is one of the top PGA and LPGA teaching pros in the country. And back in 2016, Jennifer was the only club professional to make the cut at the Women's PGA Championship, and that also came as her first LPGA Tour event. So she has an interesting story to tell as well. Jennifer Birmingham today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, streaming live at sportsbyline.com, and now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and the Sirius XM app, where you can listen anytime, anywhere, anyplace, the SXM app. I'm Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell, teeing it up and talking golf with Megan Francella next here on Tee to Green.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio. Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And you've found it. Once again, it's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. Hi, everybody. It is so great to be back with you live doing the show and talking golf. Robert DeCozas in Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie, a co-host from Live Positive, Golf Positive, and devout New York Mets fan Debbie O'Connell is with us, too. Hi, Debbie.
Amazing time at the Met game the other night. Been a fan since I was a kid. You know, I was also up till after midnight watching the Yankees last night, so I am truly rooting for a Subway Series. Besides that, the New York Liberty has a big game today as well to win the WNBA championship. So it's exciting here in the New York, New Jersey area with all the great sports going on.
Good time of the year. Well, I am a lifelong dedicated Yankee fan, so I'm rooting for a Subway Series, too, so you and I can go at it a little bit.
That will be perfect. You know, in the Mets, we always believe. You got to believe in those amazing Mets, for sure.
Our guests today, we've got two great women in golf, and later in the hour, Jennifer Birmingham will be here from Dallas. She is the director of programming for an organization called Invited in Dallas. She's got a really great story to tell, as does our first guest who is standing by on the Tee to Green guest line. And Debbie, I'll let you introduce our first guest.
I am so excited to introduce Megan to all of you. I've known her for many years, and she's just a fantastic person. She started playing golf at a very young age, 2-time New York State junior champion, went on to the University of Memphis, and she was named Conference USA Freshman of the Year in 2001. She transferred to the University of North Carolina her junior year, and in 2003 was the Atlantic Coast Conference Individual Champion and NCAA First Team All-American. She went on to compete in the Futures Tour and then the LPGA Tour. Her first win came in 2007 in her second start of the year, the MasterCard Classic. These were her rounds, 68, 68, 69, and that wasn't enough. She had to hold off the world number one, Annika Sorenstam, in a four-hole playoff. She birdied that fourth hole to beat world number one. I can't wait to hear all about that particular event. After her 8 years on tour, she did lose her car, but not her passion for this game. She became a caddy on the tour, and then truly loves teaching the game and is a colleague of mine. I still get to compete. Megan Francella, welcome to the show. It's a thrill to have you on.
Thanks, Debbie. How are you?
I am doing great and over the moon excited. Let's go back, Megan, if we could for a moment, to your win on the LPGA Tour in 2007. What was that like? You know, any golfer obviously knows the name Annika very well, the number one player in the world at the time. Take us through that event for you.
Yeah, it was my first time out of the country, my first time with a stamp in my passport, so it was pretty cool to get that experience in general. You know, we had a couple rain delays as we went along, and I had to sleep on the lead, so that was a new thing for me. And honestly, it was one of those things where I was in a win-win. Nobody expected me to win the event, and to do it in the fashion that I did was something that I'll never forget, and just truly blessed to have that experience.
Take us through the mental part of that challenge. Your heart has to be pounding. You're going into, even though there's no expectation, a playoff with world number one. And what you did to handle that, because we love to teach here as well on Tee to Green. So if our listeners can learn something from your experience and your knowledge, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I think, you know, the most important thing for me is, you know, and I talk to my students about this, and I'm sure you do the same, Debbie, is developing a pre-shot routine that you can trust and guide you under pressure, whether it's a club championship or, you know, a nine-hole match or, you know, the Solheim Cup or an LPGA event to win your first one. Developing a pre-shot routine is so key, and I just, you know, I had a pre-shot routine where I just went through that routine and made sure that, you know, I did it, and it calmed me down because I knew, you know, I knew what I was going to do. I take a practice swing behind my ball, walk up to it, and get set and go. I mean, that to me limits the thoughts. So I think for me, I just focused on doing my routine, trusting the process, and know that I put the preparation in. And if you put the preparation in, the nerves tend to go away a little bit more. So obviously, I was nervous. There's no doubt about that. But I was confident in my preparation and my process. And, you know, luckily, I got the job done.
Megan, I would think that anyone in that position taking on the number one in the world in golf, the last thing you want to be thinking about is, wow, that's Annika Sorenstam. She's number one in golf. So that kept your focus more on you and what you were doing?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I put my shoes on the same way she does, and I walked on the same fairways all week. And, you know, she just had more experience than I did, and she's such a decorated player and a great person. And, you know, I was just, you know, I knew I belonged where I was. So, but, yeah, I mean, getting on the playoff hole with her, and, you know, she pulls out a Callaway 59 and I pull out a Titleist with a red dot on it. You know, obviously that was a laugh that I had and my caddy had, which, you know, I'll never forget. I mean, I walked up, I said, I'm playing a Titleist 4. She pulled out her Callaway 59 ball, you know, total flex move. But, you know, she's such a good sport. And, you know, we had a great walk for those four holes. And, you know, I've kept in touch with her, and she's done some things for me with videos I send to my members at Philly Cricket. And she's just been a great person.
To make sure everybody understands that Titleist 59 ball, Annika shot 59 in an LPGA Tour event, the only woman to shoot in below 60 in a Tour event. So and so I just want to make sure everybody understood the meaning behind that, and that's why it was such a chuckle for Megan that this woman shot 59 and really what a talent that she is. You know, what was it like when you first came out on tour? You know, who were the people who kind of reached out, welcomed you, or did you just have to find your way? Just take us through that, a whole new level of golf for you.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, you know, during your junior and amateur career and college career, you kind of run into the same people each week, and if you're playing at a high level, you know, those people are usually the ones that you're on tour with. You know, so I was lucky. I knew a handful of people on tour when I got out there, and then, you know, I was really good friends with Meg Mallon and Kari Webb, and Beth Daniel was just finishing up her career when I started. But you know, Morgan and those guys, and it was just, you know, Stacy, obviously, you know, she was my little sister on tour when I was, my second year on tour. So, you know, you kind of create this new family of people out there, and, you know, the support I've had, you know, throughout my career, and then also post playing career, I should say, we all have a fantasy football team or fantasy football, you know, league that we do, and I'm the commissioner of the league. So it's the way we kind of stick together and keep in touch a little bit. And, you know, milestone birthdays, we all get together. So, you know, you develop a family out there. You know, you don't see your family a lot when you travel. So you create a new level of friendships and family when you're out there.
We're talking to the commissioner, Megan Francella, today here on Tee to Green. Megan, you were at it for about eight years on the LPGA Tour, and then it ended. What was that like, and what was the adjustment like to not being on the LPGA Tour anymore?
You know, I was ready. I wasn't having much fun playing golf anymore. I was playing for a paycheck, which is what nobody should be doing. I mean, if you're playing, you're playing to win. So honestly, it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. The hardest thing was not seeing the people that I was close to all the time. But again, I went out and caddied after that, so I did see them a little bit, but I did not miss competing at all. And that's why I knew it was the right decision, because I didn't have any regrets and I was not upset about it.
All right, Megan Francella, our guest. We need to break away. She's going to stay with us and do another segment. Come right back. We're still here. This is Tee to Green.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. It's what we do here every Sunday on Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. We continue with our guest, our first guest of the show, Megan Francella. Spent some time on the LPGA Tour, about eight seasons or so, around 2005 up to 2013. And then, Megan, you stepped away. That's kind of where we left off in the last segment. And you had to start a new career, which you've been doing now for 10, 12 years or so. Tell us about that and the concerns that you had, or did you kind of know what you wanted to do at that point?
No, I think when I stepped away, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, which is why I went and caddied for a couple years, and it was a great time. I mean, I traveled the world with my friends and was still involved in the game and, you know, helped one of the young players. Min Lee, who was, she now has her card on the LPGA, but when I helped her, I caddied for her on the Symetra Tour for a few events and then worked on the LPGA for her. But, so that was a lot of fun helping her and being a part of a team. And, you know, I just knew that my body couldn't handle caddying for the rest of my life. So, you know, I actually worked in at Major League Baseball for a year, so I am a Mets fan. I do live in Philly, so that's a little bit of a challenge at times, especially today when the Giants are playing the Eagles. But yeah, I mean, you know, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. And then, you know, once I got to MLB, I knew that I missed golf a lot. So, went back into it and, you know, and now I'm teaching and I absolutely love it. It is so much fun. You know, one of my students just won most improved for the year. She dropped her handicap by over seven shots. And, you know, that to me is so rewarding. And, you know, I know, Debbie, you can relate to that. It's just, I thought I didn't have any patience for teaching, but it's interesting that I'm the most patient on the lesson tee that I am in my whole life. So just really enjoy it. And, you know, wouldn't trade it for the world. I have great people in my life. And I'm at a great club at Philadelphia Cricket Club and, you know, won't ever leave here unless they tell me I have to.
Megan, that's such a great story. And I know you are an incredible impact on every one of your students. And being a part of our, what we call, division of the LPGA as LPGA professionals, not LPGA touring professionals, as LPGA professionals who are the teachers, the club managers and professionals, the coaches at college and high school levels, we make up the LPGA professionals. As a part of being a member of the LPGA professionals, we do also compete at our level. We have a national championship, and the top 10 finishers get to compete in an LPGA major, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, which you had the opportunity to do in 2022. But what was that like for you going back and competing in an LPGA Tour major again?
Well, it's funny. You know, when I walked away, I didn't compete for 9 years. And I woke up one morning and I was like, you know, I think I'm going to play. And I have to give kudos to one of my clients who had a playing lesson with me every Friday and every Monday. And he got me back into playing. I was down working at Hidden Creek in New Jersey, and he was like, come on, why aren't you playing? And I'm like, ah, it's okay. Like, and he's like, no, let's play. And I credit him for me getting back into the game and enjoying it again. And so I decided, you know, that I was going to play in the national championship, which was held at Kingsville. And I got one of those spots to qualify for KPMG Women's PGA Championship. And, you know, I had played in a ton of majors before, but it was different being on that side. And you know, I knew most of the people there, which was a lot of fun. But, you know, not teeing it up and then going back and playing is very difficult. But it was a great experience, and it was great to represent the LPGA professionals doing that. And, you know, we have a lot of really good players that are also teachers, so that's a lot of fun, and it's hard to qualify. I mean, I haven't qualified in the last couple of years. I've fought some injuries, but, you know, I'm ready to get back in July or August of next year and try it again, and I know I only probably have a handful of years left. I'm getting up there in age, so, but looking forward to representing the LPGA professionals, hopefully again at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship.
And we'd love to have you back there representing. You know, it was also around that time that life made a drastic change for you with some news about your mom finding out she has breast cancer. So take us through that. And I love one of the things I know you said at the time after the initial shock was, all right, let's hit the go button. And you started asking positive leading questions. What do we need to do? Who are the best doctors? Who can I reach out to? Take us through that, you know, very challenging moment in your life.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard. I mean, I wasn't in, my mom was in Florida. I was I was living up here in the Northeast at the time. And, you know, it was just kind of one of the shocking phone calls you don't ever want to get. But, you know, luckily, like I said, I mean, it was having to have a positive mindset through this whole process has been, you know, has been all of it. You have to be positive. And, you know, I have a couple clients right now that are battling cancer. And, you know, all I say is like, you're going to kill it. We're going to do this, you know? But with my mom, it was hard to watch. She, you know, went through some mental challenges. She's very strong in her faith. So, you know, she relied on that a lot. You know, and I was there for every treatment. And luckily, you know, she came out on top and came out ahead and rang the bell, and we're just really grateful she's healthy. And, you know, she just got a scan, I think a couple months ago now, and she's clear for, you know, every year now to go back for a mammogram. So we're just grateful that she came out cancer-free at the end.
You also had a lot of support from your fellow LPGA Tour competitors. And one being Morgan Pressel, whose mother passed away from breast cancer when she was a teenager, and she raises money every year. Talk about the support that you received from around the LPGA Tour.
Yeah, I mean, it was people checking on me left and right, checking on my mom left and right. A lot of my friends live down in that South Florida area. So they, you know, they were like, what can we do? How can we help? Morgan was one of my first phone calls I made just because of, you know, her experience with it. And, you know, I support Morgan's foundation. I go every year for her event. I haven't missed one. We'll be going down again this year for the event. And, you know, they honored my mom a couple years ago, which was pretty cool. So she's got the Catherine Crickstein Pressel Award. You know, it's on the dining room table. It's very special to her. And the support that I had from my friends through that difficult time was incredible. You know, Stacy called me, I remember one day, and she's like, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good. She's like, no, you're not. And, you know, I just broke down. So, you know, my friends have been absolutely incredible, not only through the good times, but also the bad. And, you know, I'm just grateful to have the support that I have. And I have an extended family up here now in Philadelphia that, you know, are just amazing, and I'm just so grateful where I am in my life.
It's good to hear that. It's encouraging. And please give your mom our best as well. So what's next for Megan Francella? Where do you go from here?
Megan Francella is having back surgery November 7th. So I am enjoying my last 2 weeks in Philly. And getting my body back healthy. I've been really struggling with some back problems. So, you know, I'm coming back. 2025 is going to be a really good year for me.
There you go.
Megan,
I love it.
You also went through some illness, too. Like, it hasn't been a smooth road for you, and I know a lot of listeners go through things in their lives, and it's not always a smooth ride. So share with us how you continue to persevere and get through with, you know, I think physical illnesses and then the ailments even with your back and others.
Yeah, the year started off pretty tough. And you know, actually, it's funny. Stacy, I joke with Stacy that she brought kidney stones up. And then ever since then, I had gallstones. And so, I thought I was having a heart attack in March, first week of March, and went to the ER, and they found some a condition that's very rare. I was having some breathing problems for about a year, and ended up, getting some treatment for that, and had surgery, two stomach surgeries in 7 days. I'm very lucky. A lot of good doctors at Philly Cricket, and a lot of good support system. The support system up here has been great. But yeah, I had two stomach surgeries in March within 7 days. So that started my year out pretty tough, and I feel like I've just been in recovery mode since. It's been a rough medical year. Mentally, I mean, it's been very difficult. And I just, wake up every day and just say, okay, we're going to get to November 7th. We're going to get to November 7th. And it's truly about the mindset. I mean, there's days where I cry a lot and break down, but, ultimately I just have to stay positive and know that the end is in sight and pain-free is in sight. So positive mindset is everything.
You bet. Anybody who can take down Annika Sorenstam in her prime, at her peak, you'll get through the back surgery just fine.
Thank you. I hope so.
All righty. I hear the music. We're out of time. Shoot, we'll have to get you back after the surgery and after your recovery. But best of luck with that. And come back and visit us again sometime.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Megan, you are an inspiration, and I appreciate you so much, and appreciate your efforts in our LPGA professionals, and as well as your friendship. So hang in there. You're in all of our thoughts and prayers for your upcoming surgery. So get strong, get healthy, and let's go compete again.
Thank you. Let's go, Matt.
All right.
Yes.
There you go. I'm outnumbered as a Yankee fan, but that's okay. Megan Fensella, our guest today on Tee to Green. That's just half of the show. And the back half of the show coming up in just a little bit, we'll be talking to Jennifer Birmingham.
Any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, any time. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we, maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward,
When you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now.
America. Premium vodka.
Celebrate responsibly.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, or on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days, and however you choose to listen, we do appreciate it. As I said at the top of the show, you are the most important part of what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green. We couldn't do this show without you. Great to have you with us again for another edition of the big show. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell from Live Positive and Golf Positive.
Our next guest ready, Joe, Jennifer Birmingham. She is currently the program developer for Invited in Dallas. That is AKA, used to be known as Club Corp. She's the director of golf programming there. Does an incredible job. I can't wait for her to share with you some of the programs she's developed. But before that, She's also an amazing player, been a great teacher for her whole career and a great player. And in 2016, she played in that KPMG Women's PGA Championship, the one we mentioned with Megan. And she was the only teaching professional to make the cut in 2000, since 2007. So had an incredible event at the KPMG. But she has won so many awards. The impact she's made in this industry is just tremendous. So just in 2019, this is what happened in her world. National LPGA Junior Leader of the Year. The Long Beach Golf Hall of Fame inducted her. U.S. Kids Top 50 Coach. LPGA Top 50 Instructor. And in 2018, she was the Club Corp Now Invited Rising Star Award. She, in 2018 and 2019, won the LPGA Western Section Junior Leader of the Year Award. And in 2015, this is a huge award in the LPGA, the LPGA USGA Girls Golf Sandy LeBeau Spirit Award. She grew one of the most successful LPGA USGA Girls Golf programs that we've ever seen in our industry. So, Jennifer Birmingham, welcome to the show.
Debbie O, thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here. What a wonderful Sunday.
Yes, an amazing Sunday that we have. And Jay Ritchie is excited to meet you and share with you and ask you some great questions as well. So let's go back to, since it kind of goes with what Megan shared about qualifying for the KPMG PGA Women's Championship. Take us through that for you, and then you stepping on to the LPGA Tour for that event.
I'll tell you, that was an incredible week. I always liken qualifying for KPMG to kind of like a make-a-wish trip that I earned, like to walk the fairways, to share the locker room with some of the greats in the game was just a true honor. And in 2016, it was at Sahali Country Club just outside Seattle. The KPMG this past year was at Sahali, so it was first time it was back since 2016. So it was very neat for me to kind of relive that week. But I got off to a hot start on Thursday. I birdied three of the first four holes, and I was actually, for a brief time, in second place. And I had my name on the leaderboard, and I remember, I had a ton of family and friends there. It was a really great support that I had, and to walk down the fairway with all my friends and family and to see my name on the leaderboard was incredible. But that was an awesome, awesome week, and I definitely think it kind of springboarded me in my career into, you know, kind of where I'm at now. I'm grateful for that experience for sure.
Were you surprised by the way you started? Or I know everybody goes into any tournament thinking they're going to do well, but were you kind of taken aback by the start and by your performance?
You know, I had, like, zero expectations. Like, no one knew me. No one knew anything about me. On Thursday, I started on the 10th hole. And the 10th hole at Sahali is a big dog leg to the left. And I'm a right-handed golfer, and I tend to fade the ball. My nickname in college was Baby Cut. And so that hole sets up for a draw, which isn't my preferred shot. And I remember being on that first tee, and I was in the zone, and I hit probably the best draw of my life. And I was like, I don't even know how I did that, but that was so cool. And then I hit it on the green to, you know, 15 or 20 feet, and my brother told me he couldn't even watch me putt. He was so nervous, and I just drained it, and, you know, my little cheering group just went wild. It was so cool. I'll tell you, I definitely got a little nervous when the TV crews started showing up for my hot start, but it was incredible. And to make the cut, to play the weekend, I've only played one LPGA event on the tour, and I am 1-for-1 on making cuts. So I think that's a pretty good record.
That's a pretty good batting average. You mentioned something. You said your performance in that event kind of acted as a springboard for your career. Take us through that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, just to be, I got the opportunity to, you know, be in front. I got my trophy on the 18th green with Brooke Henderson. And there was so many cameras and people around. It was definitely an experience I had never been a part of. And it gave me a lot of confidence that, you know, I could handle the moment and, you know, I can, you know, do be on a bigger, more national stage. And, you know, I think that I just feel like it gave me a lot of confidence in my career, which I'm really, really grateful for.
Jennifer, share a little bit about the LPGA, USGA, you know, the confidence you had in growing that program, and that experience was so impactful in what you do today with Invited.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the LPGA USGA Girls Golf Program is incredible. I grew up in Long Beach, California, and I grew up playing in public golf. So I was never a member at any of the fancy country clubs that I'm lucky enough to work with today. And when I graduated college, when I was playing as a kid, as a junior, there was no girls that were playing that I could practice with or be able to learn golf with. So when I graduated college, I actually went back to the golf course that I grew up playing, and I wanted to change that. And, you know, the LPGA has their LPGA USGA Girls Golf program, which is, you know, kind of like a girls club for golf. It's like, you know, let's have the girls get together, let's empower them, let's engage them, and we have the avenue of golf to connect them. And so I started a chapter at the golf course I grew up playing at. So, you know, the mat that I got my very first ball off into the air, I was teaching girls to do the exact same thing. Many of them had the same went to the same schools as me, even had the same teachers as me, and so it was really awesome. And I grew it from literally zero kids to about 150 when when I fortunately got an amazing opportunity and continue to move up. The LPGA does a great job of supporting all of the professionals in growing more girls and getting more girls engaged into the game. It's just that safe environment for girls to learn. I always had arts and crafts and fun things. One time on one of my girls' golf events, I even did a fashion show for the girls so they could walk down a red carpet and, you know, kind of have a fun girl time, but they're at the golf course. And one of my favorite games that I like to do is called red carpet putting. So it actually came from when we had them walking down the red carpet. I actually got a red carpet fabric, and I just cut a hole in the fabric, and they can putt down the red carpet. It's one that the kids really like.
Well, you are incredibly creative, and your energy is amazing. Your positivity is contagious, and you brought that to your current position at Invited. It used to be known as Club Court. I don't know if you still need to say that, if Invited is well known enough yet, but I still do say that. Director of Golf Programming, and which means you create a program that then you train professionals all around the country at the, I don't know how many clubs, but you can share that with us, to implement them in their daily curriculum. Tell us about a couple of the programs that you have developed.
Yeah, I'm really fortunate. I'm really lucky to work for a great company that really gets it. Player development and programming is at the forefront of Invited's business plan, and we really do empower all of our player development professionals to teach and coach and engage our members on a daily basis. So my role as the director of golf programming is, I oversee all the coaches. So I make sure that we implement standardized programs, so really easy to execute programs for all of our coaches that include marketing, class plans, communication templates, equipment. Pretty much all of our programming is plug and play and ready for them to deliver great member experiences. Our core programs that we offer, we have a junior program that we've created called Crush It. So it's a junior golf. It follows the American development model and really allows the kids to progress in six different levels. So similar to karate, they're doing challenges and working through challenges each week. We have an adult beginner golfer program called Game On that really allows, new or disengaged players to get re-engaged with the game, and that's been really popular. We also have golf schools, half-day, full-day, and we also have a scoring university that's really cool that allows more of the intermediate golfer to continue to advance their skills. So the scoring university is like a break 100, break 90, break 85, break 80, break 75. So there's benchmarks and a pathway for players to continue to evolve in more of an objective way. And I think that's what we do at Invited really well, is we try to make progress objective rather than, I think I'm hitting it better or I think I'm improving. We want to be able to show our members that they really are improving, and our coaches do a really good job of that.
Yeah, Jennifer, we got about less than a minute left. If people are listening and want to find out more about Invited or any of the programs around the country that come off, that are offshoots from that, how can they do that?
Sure, yeah. Invitedclubs.com has a website. You can find a club near you. We have them all over the country, and that would be a great first step.
All righty. Jennifer Birmingham, Invited in Dallas. Jennifer, thanks for joining us today. That's been great.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
You too,
thanks,
and best
Jay
of luck to you down the road.
You're the best.
Jennifer Birmingham.
Appreciate
We're going to take a break. We're not done yet. Come back, more TD Green right after this.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
We like to call this the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. It's TD Green, and we're not done yet looking around golf this weekend. Senior Golf, the Tour Champions in Richmond, Virginia for the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. Ken Duke, 9-under par, leads the pack. Ricardo Gonzalez, a shot back at 8-under. And then a couple of guys, Steve Flesch, Retief Goosen, are at 7-under, trying to chase down the leaders in Richmond, Virginia at the river course there. Ladies are overseas. The BMW Ladies Championship in Korea, starting the final round. Céline Boutier of France and Hannah Green of the U.S. are tied for the lead at 18-under par. Well, tell you what, Deb, great show today. That was fun talking to those two women who are so great at what they do, and it comes across in the interview as well.
They are both incredibly passionate, one about the game of golf, and more importantly, I think, for anyone around them, is teaching the game of golf and helping people improve, helping people on their journey to get better and reach their goals. And I hope we were able to share with you enough lessons that all of you listening can also go out and improve your game and know that you can handle those situations that seem the pressure is a privilege, according to Billie Jean King. You know, go out there and play your best golf.
Our thanks to Megan Francella and to Jennifer Birmingham for joining us today on Tee to Green. And thank you for tuning in as well. That's going to do it. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks to Robert DeCose in Master Control. For Debbie, I'm Jay. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.